CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump's not happy about the possibility of being held in contempt for violating a gag order in his hush money trial. CBS's Errol Barnett has more on his comments.
Everybody's allowed to talk and lie about me, but I'm not allowed to defend myself. This is a kangaroo court, and the judge should recuse himself.
That followed more testimony in the case today on a scheme allegedly involving Trump trying to influence the 2016 election. The Senate will vote on a foreign aid package soon to get aid to allies like Ukraine. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley.
Every day, the Russian military fires rockets, drones, and shells to demoralize the population in hopes of taking more Ukrainian land.
And the Justice Department's just agreed to a multi-million dollar settlement over a botched investigation on Larry Nassar. CBS's Robert Legarry.
The United States government will pay $138.7 million to settle 139 claims against the FBI.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
This report is sponsored by Fred's Burgers, Burlington's legendary burger satisfaction. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison is extending its free bachelor's degrees for many education students for another 2 years. The Wisconsin Teacher Pledge is paid for with private donations. It covers the cost of college for students who promise to stay in Wisconsin and teach school after they graduate. Nearly 800 people have gone through the program since it started in 2020. Vice President Kamala Harris says she came to Wisconsin Monday to remind voters that Donald Trump appointed three of the U.S. Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe.
When we think about what is at stake, it is absolutely about freedom.
President Biden's team is shoring up the base in a state where 48,000 Democrats cast uninstructed protest votes in April. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a 10-year prison sentence for the former Horlick volunteer wrestling coach accused of sexually abusing team members. 61-year-old Benigno Velasquez accepted a plea deal in February where he made a guilty plea to using a computer to facilitate a sex crime. Velasquez was accused of using a website to lure kids with an undercover cop using that same website, leading to the arrest. Racine Unified said Velasquez was a volunteer and not a paid staff member. A school district in Waukesha County is getting $40,000 for industrial equipment. A Walworth district is getting almost $30,000 to purchase a high-tech industrial learning machine. They're part of state grants in what's called the Fast Forward program. That program aims to provide advanced manufacturing training to students. Local schools getting the money include the Muskego Norway district and the East Troy school district. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Playoff basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two between the Bucks and the Pacers in Milwaukee. The Pacers trying to figure out how they lost game one Sunday night. I spoke to forward Pascal Siakam.
Obviously, we see what, you know, was thrown at us, and we go and learn from it in terms of just like rotations and different things like that, but also, you know, mentally, it's just like they played harder than us in the first half. So, and I think it was clear as day when we came back in the second half. I thought it was a lot better.
The Bucks' Bobby Portis on winning game one without Giannis.
Knowing our situation we're in, obviously we have one of the best players in the world who's not playing. So it was big for other guys to step up. The biggest thing in the playoffs is just winning the game, no matter how it is. If it's a street fight, if it's an ugly game, it's you're hitting 23, however it gets done. The main thing is just to win. Come back tomorrow, correct some things, and then get back at it on Tuesday.
Baseball, the Brewers series in Pittsburgh continues. They lost last night 4-2 to the Pirates. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray storm or two this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy, and the wind settling down tonight. Lows in the mid-30s. A sunny forecast for tomorrow, highs in the low 40s. A frosty start to Thursday, then back into sunshine, highs in the low 50s. It's 69 degrees right now.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Shop, pick, and save for your tailgate. Earn a free Brewers ticket for every $50 spent with your Fresh Perks card at Pick and Save now through April 16. Visit pickandsave.com/brewers for full details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event?
Third of their income on childcare. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.